The Summa Theologiae by St. Thomas Aquinas. Third part, question 76. The way in which Christ is in this sacrament. Article 1. Whether the whole Christ is contained under this sacrament. It is absolutely necessary to confess, according to Catholic faith, that the entire Christ is in this sacrament. Yet we must know that there is something of Christ in this sacrament in a twofold manner. First, as it were, by the power of the sacrament. Secondly, from natural concomitants. By the power of the sacrament, there is under the species of this sacrament that into which the pre-existing substance of the bread and wine is changed, as expressed by the words of the form, which are effective in this as in the other sacraments. For instance, by the words, "This is my body," or "This is my blood." But from natural concomitants, there is also in this sacrament that which is really united with that thing wherein the aforesaid conversion is terminated. For if any two things be really united, then wherever the one is really, there must be the other also, since things really united together are only distinguished by an operation of the mind. Since Christ rising from the dead dieth now no more, his soul is always really united with his body. And therefore in this sacrament, the body indeed of Christ is present by the power of the sacrament, but his soul from real concomitants. Article 2. Whether the whole Christ is contained under each species of this sacrament. After what we have just said, it must be held most certainly that the whole Christ is under each sacramental species, yet not alike in each. For the body of Christ is indeed present under the species of bread by the power of the sacrament, while the blood is there from real concomitants, as stated above in regard to the soul and Godhead of Christ. And under the species of wine, the blood is present by the power of the sacrament, and his body by real concomitants, as is also his soul and Godhead. Because now, Christ's blood is not separated from his body as it was at the time of his passion and death. Hence, if this sacrament had been celebrated during those 3 days when Christ was in the tomb, the body of Christ would have been present under the species of the bread, but without the blood, and under the species of wine, the blood would have been present without the body, as it was then in fact. Article 3. Whether Christ is entire under every part of the species of bread and wine. St. Augustine says, "Each receives Christ the Lord, who is entire under every morsel, nor is he less in each portion, but bestows himself entire under each." Because the substance of Christ's body is in this sacrament by the power of the sacrament, while dimensive quantity is there by reason of concomitance, consequently, Christ's body is in this sacrament substantively, that is, in the way in which substance is under dimensions, but not after the manner of dimensions, which means not in the way in which the dimensive quantity of a body is under the dimensive quantity of place. Now, it is evident that the whole nature of a substance is under every part of the dimensions under which it is contained, just as the entire nature of air is under every part of air, and the entire nature of bread under every part of bread. And this indifferently, whether the dimensions be actually divided, as when the air is divided or the bread cut, or whether they be actually undivided but potentially divisible. And therefore it is manifest that the entire Christ is under every part of the species of bread, even while the host remains entire, and not merely when it is broken,